Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, we're just a few weeks away before we mark the beginning of Art Basel, the massive arts and culture celebration that brings tens of thousands of spectators to Miami Beach. The event continues to grow in popularity with 82,000 in attendance last year and also, of course, showcases some of the premier artists from around the world. Now, long before there was an Art Basel, though, dating back hundreds of years, artists have flocked to Florida to capture the state's wildlife, the natural landscape, and the truly unique residents, because they've been around for a long time. That's the premise behind the new exhibition opening at the Boca Museum of Art next week, titled Imagining Florida, History and Myth in the Sunshine State. Now, the exhibition was 3 years in the making, and it includes more than 200 photographs, drawings, and paintings in the collection. We talked with Irvin Lippman, the executive director of the Boca Museum of Art, who took 3 years to put this exhibit together.
What I thought was important is to show that there's a continuum that goes back to the 1700s, where artists had been coming to Florida for a variety of reasons. The nature, you know, enthusiast, the explorer artist in the late 1700s, Audubon, who comes to depict the birds in the early 1800s, George Catlin, who comes to paint the Seminoles, and beautiful work in the exhibition of Savannah, pristine, that George Catlin has depicted with the woods all around. And of course, a few decades later, the woods are gone. So there's a romantic look at Florida from the early 1800s through the mid 19th century. So what I thought was important is to look at that visual history that goes back over two centuries. And it's time for us to see that continuum that leads us to the contemporary art today.
This exhibition was like, what, 3 years in the works, right?
Correct.
And I mean, you have pieces from places like the Smithsonian. What was the process of securing some of this work?
Well, the first step, I have to give credit to our two guest curators, Jennifer Harden, who's an independent curator from St. Petersburg, and then Gary Monroe, who many people in Miami will know. He's a photographer, teaches photography, and is all about Florida. And he did the photography section of the exhibition. So they ferreted out from institutions across the country, from the Metropolitan, from the National Gallery, from Crystal Bridges in Arkansas, and from private collections here in Florida.
Was there one piece that was really hard to get, or was there one piece you couldn't get but you wish you had?
Well, that's a good question. The one piece that I have to say I keep coming back to is a wonderful painting from 1938 by Ralston Crawford. A modernist work that shows the road from Tampa to St. Petersburg, sort of a one-point perspective. It's the most gorgeous painting that hasn't been seen for decades. It had been bought by Joe Hirshhorn in 1963 and then given to the Hirshhorn Museum in Washington, D.C. So we paid to have it cleaned since it had been out of view for such a long time. And that, I have to say, your eye cannot leave that. But what's so beautiful in this exhibition, certainly the painting section, is that you can, walking around the room, go from the 1880s and George DeForest Brush and the works of Catlin through the 19th, early 20th century and works like Ralston Crawford and Milton Avery. The painting exhibition stops in 1952 with Milton Avery. The photography section stops in 1969 with a wonderful photograph by Gary Winogrand taken at the Apollo launch in 1969 at Cape Kennedy. And we felt at that point it was, you know, Florida changes. It becomes a more international destination. Artists are coming here like Rauschenberg and Rosenquist, but they were less focused on the beauty, the nature, the fauna, the flora of Florida.
I wanted to ask you about the painting by John Singer Sargent. This one's Via Vizcaya.
Yes.
Striking painting. Describe it briefly for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Right. So you have a sailor in the foreground, and then Vizcaya, the dock, is right behind him. Beautiful watercolor that's on loan from the Orlando Museum of Art. And it's a wonderful scene of Vizcaya. By John Singer Sargent, who was probably the most famous American artist of the mid-19th century. or rather the early 20th century. Here was an artist who was well known in Europe, in the Northeast, and he comes only once to Florida, and that's in 1917 at the invitation of James Deering, who of course had built Vizcaya here.
Were they friends?
They were friends. They, of course, Deering invited all sorts of personalities to Florida, and movie stars and artists. But that was his one visit here, and it's a remarkable watercolor.
You shared with us this book that contains all the artwork from the exhibition. On the cover is this photograph of a family visiting Sarasota Beach. It's all, you know, they're in all black attire with their car parked on the beach, Ohio license plate. Describe the photo for us and why it's indicative of the rest of the exhibition.
Yeah. Well, what's important about that license plate is that it says Ohio 1940. And so the people who are sitting on the beach are wearing their heavy overcoats. This is a winter scene on the beach. But it helps define the whole concept of imagining Florida. Here are people who are coming on their winter vacation from Ohio, not surprising. They're the ones who developed Naples and much of the west coast of the state. And they're sitting down having their picnic. They're imagining Florida. And I think this Marion Post Wolcott obviously is a favorite of ours because we put it on the cover of the catalog. But it's one of many works that I think visitors will find very engaging as they look at what is our visual history.
I'm speaking with Irvin Lippman, Executive Director of the Boca Museum of Art. The museum opens the exhibition Imagining Florida, History and Myth in the Sunshine State. The exhibition makes the case that long before there was an Art Basel, Florida has attracted some of the premier painters, photographers, and visual artists from all over the world. The exhibition also dives into some of the state's troubled history. This is fascinating. Tell us about the photographs of the construction of the Tamiami Trail.
Yes. Well, there's photographs, but I think most remarkable is a painting that was done during the Work Progress Administration. It was actually intended as a mural. It's on loan from the Smithsonian. I really doubt that it's ever been on public view, but it shows prisoners wearing their black and white shorts who are pulling high explosives, building the Tamiami Trail. It's a remarkable painting. So yes, the myth and history of Florida is not always about the picturesque. It's also about the reality of how the state was made. There is a trail of tears in building that Tamiami Trail that led to the more romantic parts of Florida we'd like to think about.
Another fascinating one, too. There's this photograph taken by sociologist Lewis Hine. This one captures three young boys in a cigar factory, one with a cigar in his mouth. They each have solemn faces. Hines was interested in using his art as a tool for social reform. Why was it important for you to include these parts of Florida's history in the exhibition?
Yeah, well, it is part of our history. And just as we have quite a few works from the former administration, Farm Security Administration, that depict Florida during the Depression, depicts folks who were sort of down and out. The wonderful Berenice Abbott photograph that we have of folks gathering around a fruit stand under a banyan tree is one of the few works that Berenice Abbott, the great photographer of New York skyscrapers, depicts here in Florida. I think it's a good overview. At the same time, there's some crazy images, some great photographs by artists like Bruce Mozart, who many of the visitors will not have seen before, that he took in the underwater, the aquarium at Silver Springs, where models were hired to do daily tasks like cooking a fish or mowing the lawn, but underwater. How they did this, holding their breath and smiling simultaneously, I have no idea.
I mean, some of it's fun. Some of it, of course, catches the picturesque. Any of it supposed to be political, though?
Everything's political. I mean, the whole exploration of Florida, it's this amazing peninsula. You have Flagler, who's bringing artists down to show how wonderful the state is. Obviously the state has changed greatly, and the exhibition reveals that.
Something else that's interesting, too, is that a lot of these artists are not from Florida. So they come down, and now they are, through their work, trying to, create this picture, this representation of what they see. I'm curious, your thoughts on what you've seen. Did they get it right? do you think that they, you know, again, outsiders coming in, did they get the image right of what Florida is?
They got what sometimes the buyer wanted. Think of the highwaymen who are also in our exhibition, Alfred Hare and Harold Newton. They had a formula for painting the picturesque Florida in the 1950s. It's what people wanted. They bartered these works in the appliance stores and doctor's offices. They're remarkably beautiful paintings, but you know, they don't show mosquitoes. You know, they don't show the snakes. they don't show the alligators. It shows the landscape that we wanted. That's why the exhibition is called The Myth and History of the Sunshine State.
You have some fun stuff in here, too, because you've got a collection of souvenirs, alligator lamps, attraction brochures, ashtrays. Do you have a personal favorite, by the way?
I do have. I think the alligator lamp, minus the bulb, is still is a winner. And again, we have to thank Gary Monroe, who wrote the book Weird Florida. And I have to say this, the material culture part, which is really about outsider artists and folk artists, is the coda to the exhibition. It smacks a little bit of a garage sale, but it's very fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's got that garage sale tacky sense to it. But then again, that's part of Florida, right?
It's definitely part of our state.
That's Irvin Littman, Executive Director of the Boca Museum of Art, discussing Imagining Florida. You can see pictures of some of the artwork included in the exhibition on our Facebook and Twitter pages at WLRN Sundial. The exhibition is open and is going to be open through March 24th.